If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
The amazing genius of jazz great Miles Davis, Blue in Green, what we're listening to right now. Really just amazing, thoughtful, multi-layered, dimensional, challenging music from the great Miles Davis. And amazingly, there had never been a feature film made about his very tumultuous life until now. This week, the film called Miles Ahead opened that stars Oscar-nominated actor Don Cheadle. Don also makes his directorial debut in this film. I think does a pretty great job. Don Cheadle was here in Chicago about a week or so ago. We were lucky enough to sit down with him and chat about this amazing project.
Well, I think it's a situation where, look, post-2008 in the world, everything was different. You know, once the world broke, a lot of those mini-majors folded up tents, and places where a movie like Miles Ahead would have naturally had a home kind of went away. But even before that, I think that Hollywood, not that it's a monolithic thing, but when you're spending money and looking for some way to quantify and justify a spend, you're looking for every way that you can, you know, see a return on your investment. And jazz, period, these are things that traditionally aren't slam dunks. And everybody now is trying to make movies in the rearview mirror. That's why you see so many sequels and see, you know, people flying around in armor like me in films, because these are the things that they're better bets.
Is it also part of the diversity question that's been beaten around so much, that this is a film about an African-American guy, and that maybe there's just, the studios feel like there's not as much interest?
Yeah.
Won't be as big a payback for them on that.
Well, any movie, if they don't have the metrics that they can explain to themselves how they're going to make their money back, that has a strong foreign sales component to it, yeah, these movies are tougher to get made. So even though you have Miles Davis, who was internationally known, huge in France, huge in Japan, as far as a financier, there's still not an argument that they can make for themselves, which that's who has to make the argument. They have to make it to themselves that this is a good gamble.
Yeah. Did I read someplace that you said that it was tough to get financing for this film until Ewan McGregor had signed on?
Yeah,
to
for
be
sure.
Part of it. Why is that?
Well, you know, Ewan made it go. Ewan's an international star, clearly, and a part of the answer to the question of how do we sell this overseas, you know, specifically to the UK. He's a big UK star. So any small movie to, you know, trying to find its money is tricky and difficult. And we had to crowdfund, and I'd spend my own money and call my friends and defer all my payments and, you know, do everything else that you have to do to sort of get across the finish line. But absolutely, that casting is a component of it, and it's just one of the realities of the business. I could have perhaps cast a big Japanese star if we were going to, you know, set the movie in Japan and try to get Japanese money, or China, if we were going to do it and try to get Chinese money. But
for the sequel, Miles Davis meets Jackie Chan.
Yeah, well, we tried to actually make it in a way that it could be a sequel. You know, the first title for it was Kill the Trumpet Player Volume 1, because we thought, well, let's do Volume 2, 3, and 4. You know, we only took a small portion of his life.
Was this a real lesson for you in a part of movie making that you had not been that familiar with before?
Well, I think one of the fortunate things, being an actor and being sort of the center of the attention of a set, is if you're paying attention and you keep your eyes and ears open, you have the opportunity to learn a lot. You get to understand what all the departments are doing. And I was someone who, you know, very early in my career wouldn't go back to my trailer as soon as I had a break. You know, I'd go sit next to the DP and try to understand. And
absorb it all.
Yeah, and really learn, have them instruct me on what it was that they did. And the sound department, you know, I'd go sit next to the mixer and say, well, okay, what are you doing and how are you adjusting these levels and what is it that you're looking for? I wanted to know intimately how everything worked. And you have the opportunity in that way really to kind of go to school. So by the time it was for me to step up and do that, either in a commercial or the television, you know, TV, as I've directed before, I felt like I had some, you know, something more than just cursory knowledge about what it is that we were trying to do.
So, is Miles Davis a genius?
Yes.
Was he, you know, such a flawed character? Yeah. You know, self-destructive? Yes, probably to all those things, right?
That's right. You know, a lot of people, when they've said that, they're like, well, he was an incredibly sensitive and creative person through his music, but he was also this sort of destructive personality, and he was this, but he was that. I said, I take the but, it's and. You know, he is a fully three-dimensional, probably five-dimensional personality, and all of these things make up who he was and are components to, you know, this genius. And it's not something that is dissimilar to a lot of geniuses that we see in their particular fields, especially where it comes to art, you know. They tend to live on the extremities of their emotions often and the extremities of their life, and they kind of consume everything. And all of that goes into creating the, you know, the piece of art that we see, whether it be a music or a dance performance or a painting, you know. And in many ways, you know, we get to be the beneficiaries of this tumultuous thing that they go through very often.
Yeah, and you learned to play trumpet for this role, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that difficult? You were musical before, but...
I played sax for you know, many years, all through junior high school, all through elementary school, high school, junior high school, everything.
So are you just trying to learn the basics of playing trumpet, or are you trying to play like Miles?
Well, playing like Miles is a tall order, and a lot of people have...
That's what I mean.
...tried to do that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't trying to freight myself with that responsibility, but I did want to learn how to play, and I did play, and I do play the solos in the movie. Now, we're going to use Miles' sound, obviously. He's not going to use me. Other times, Keon Harold, who's a great young trumpet player coming up now, plays, and actually he plays two parts. He plays Junior's trumpet, and he also does the sound for Miles. But it was important to me to learn how to play and to have that facility and to have a real understanding. And at some point, you know, in Miles' development process, he was as bad as I am now. Yeah. So I just wanted to be somewhere on the continuum, you know, somewhere on the scale to actually do what he did. I wanted to do what Miles did and be what Miles was, as opposed to just kind of doing a instructional manual about his life.
So I wonder if the pressure is on you right now, because when you were on The Tonight Show the other night and played with The Roots, you know, I wonder if it's like, well, let's get this guy in here who thinks he's Miles Davis. Let's see what he's got.
No, it wasn't that at all. I actually asked to sit in with them.
Oh, cool.
And I wanted to play with them. And then you're there, and I'm like, why did I ask to do this again? It's like when I'm playing these, you know, golf pro-ams, and they're like, and on the first tee, for me, you're like, why did I want this pressure?
Why am I doing this?
Why am I doing this? And especially because I told them, I said, I want to tuck in and just kind of sit in the section. And I show up, and they're like, no, you're the guest, so you're front.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to hide.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in the sweet spot and just kind of be in the middle like I was when I played sax.
Right.
But no, they put me front and center, and yeah, it was... It was nerve-wracking, but it was also, in a way, sort of comforting, and kind of felt like once I relaxed and chilled out that this is an experience. You know, I grew up playing in bands. This is an experience that's kind of familiar and feels kind of nice. You know?
There's Don Cheadle talking about his brand-new movie, Miles Ahead, the number one movie of the weekend, of course, Batman versus Superman. Not a surprise, took in $52 million. An easy winner. Zootopia remains number two. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, a solid number three. God's Not Dead 2 at number four. And Miracles from Heaven in the number five spot. Coming up after the 10:30 news, talking with Tom Peterson live from Cheap Trick, next on WGN.